This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gotta catch it first.
Oh my gosh.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Matt.
He said, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is TNT with the call. Good morning. Good President's Day morning to one and all. It's Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton alongside in the back. And Sean is out one more day. Back tomorrow.
It's not just Peyton. We have a new member back there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Peyton, would you like to introduce our new member?
Yeah, this is Aiden.
Aiden, our new video coordinator.
Right.
Aiden. He is apparently a Packers fan, so say what you want on the fan text about that.
We got the NFC North covered up here.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, we do, because we got Packers fan back here. We got Will Chambers, who's the Bears fan, along with Chicaline. Scott Long, marketing director Cody. They're all Vikings fans. Like, we're literally...
They are?
Yeah, we're
That's
just
strange.
Missing... It's funny, it's funny
Reitma,
that...
Reitma
yeah, then
Reitma's
the Lions. Like, we have literally the entire NFC North.
What is that? Is that a California hat he has on?
I don't know. All
this
I know is
a world traveler.
Here's what I know. Whatever he's wearing, it won't say Dallas or Texas on it.
That's so true.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. So, how did everyone spend their first Sunday without football since... First week of August?
Gouging my eyes out because I can't stand to watch these all-star games at all.
Man, I was all...
We had to, but I couldn't stand it. It was so brutal.
I had the kids this weekend and...
Well.
Yeah, I know, right? And they wanted to see the three-point contest. And, you know, we were flipping back and forth between that and the hockey game. Because I was like, oh, man, I mean, I want to see... Oh, so USA Canada. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And hopefully, Canada wins tonight and we get a rematch. Because that would be juicy. That would be juicy. But you know, it so I wanted to check out both, but it's just not the same when there's no college football or NFL. And this was the first, like I said, the first weekend since whenever the Hall of Fame game was last year. Whatever weekend that was. This is the first weekend without any kind of football since then.
Yeah, you do, and I don't know about you. I did feel the itch a little bit this weekend where I was just kind of like, is something just not right about the process, about the weekend, about like,
yeah,
I feel like you got to have something on.
Different.
Yeah.
A little different. You know, something I watched yesterday. I mean, this just goes to show what a degenerate I am. I'm tuning into Drake versus Bradley.
and laying cash on it.
See, it was like, I have people hit me up. My buddy Jason Newman's like, dude, what do we got here? What are the bets? Do we got no bets this weekend? Just save your money. Mm. Save your money. No bets this weekend. We're not doing any of that. You know, like let's just not. I'm not hitting you up. I'm not going to tell you anything about Drake Bradley. I'm just going to sit there and watch it. And my sons are like, why are you watching this game? He's like, there's a better game on. than these two games.
You're like, this second half under is really close.
Yeah, it's like, I just
need Drake to play better defense.
I'm just workshopping. I'm workshopping this this plan I've got to gamble again.
You know, you've said before, what is it, the sport that you said is the most impossible one to bet?
NBA, baseball's hard.
But it's baseball games, right? Like just a random baseball game on a Tuesday night. So What's the one that you feel is just like, that's the easiest? You got the best shot at winning?
WNBA.
What part of it?
Take the
who wins?
Take the under?
No. The home favorite losing at the half.
Really?
That's the easiest one.
That's the only slam dunk you get in the slam WNBA? Dunk.
Home favorite losing at the half. Hammer them. Hammer them.
I'm gonna track this.
Yeah,
we need
track
to. It. We need to. Swear to God, I don't even know. Is WNBA playing right now? Are they in season?
I have no idea.
Are they in season?
I think they're summer league.
Call KG. Idea. Ask him. Okay. But whatever it is, if they're in season, I want to track this the rest of the year.
Do it. Yeah,
I want to see how money this is.
It used to be pretty foolproof. I don't bet it, but like it used to be pretty foolproof.
You know, it's foolproof at this point.
Mac McClung. He is single-handedly going to save the NBA All-Star slam dunk contest.
And do you say that because of how entertaining he is or how much he's forcing stars to now say, all right, I guess I'm dunking?
Well, he is entertaining. Like, he's creative.
Is he?
Yes.
He did the Blake Griffin dunk all over again.
Yeah, but the
he's awesome, by the way. I don't want to sound like a hater. He is awesome.
The double tap off the rim. Yeah. I don't know. He's just kind of, I just think he's a little creative.
He's an all-time dunk contest participant. It's him. It's, who else in there? Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon,
Vince,
Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins. Like, not to say those guys are on the same level as players, but as dunkers, like, in this contest, Absolutely.
Man,
it's just, I can't, it feels like, all right, we're running out of ways to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, we're running out of ways to have any sort of interest in this whole spectacle.
Man, Julie, my 12-year-old was like, the best dunk contest is like 2016 ever. And I'm like, what?
That was a great one. I will say that was a great one.
I have no idea what that was.
It was the Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine one.
Okay, sure.
Where they were.
You could have told me any number of names and I would have said, okay.
No, it felt like they revived it a little bit that year. It was great. It was not the greatest of all time, though. So slow down, 12-year-old.
Hey.
He's not even 12, is he?
He's 12. Okay. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, the Jordan one was pretty good. He goes, Dad, it was. So, he's like, the Jordan one, he did a dunk from the foul line. I'm like, yeah. He goes, but like, I guess it was either LaVine or Gordon did the same dunk but went through the legs. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, so he ran. Yeah. He did from the, and then he went between the legs, and which was pretty cool.
And I'm like, all right, you got me there. I'm not going to say anything about that. But like, you got to remember. And it's impossible. And this is what I realized, like, it's impossible if you just grew up and like never saw it, how impressive that was at the time because you've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And that changes everything. That changes the whole game. You know, like you may not think that the Elvis dance that he ripped off from somebody else, you know, the Elvis shimmy thing, like that was
probably somebody else.
A whole bunch of somebody. you didn't know how cool that was until if you were alive then.
But see, here's the only thing about the dunk contest and where it's is that it does feel like there's only a finite number of ways you can dunk the ball.
That's it. You run out of there's only a certain amount of ways you can hit a home run, but like you could still hit one 500 feet, and everybody goes, "Whoa!"
Yeah, right. 9-7, and I'm one who thinks they've ruined the home run derby. I think that's ruined because of the way that they
the timer.
I hate the timer. I'd rather have the 10 outs.
You don't want 6 hours though.
But I know, but you do want you do a little bit, don't you? Don't you want the majestic Josh Hamilton? Like, let's all stop and watch this instead of just, all right, well, that's still flying out. He's swinging again.
I would like them to do an untimed first round, then time it the rest of the way.
Sure. Okay, yeah, like you can change up the rules. That's fine. 972 points out. Go back and look. McClung did it better. He jumped over the roof of a car, the tallest point. Blake jumped over the hood. That's true.
Okay, yep, you're right.
And so, yeah, he did things better. But and look, he was great, but it is kind of forcing people a little.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A little bit to say, all right, I guess I'm going to participate now. We had Ja Morant tweet over the weekend. He said, y'all are about to make, or he said, Mac might make me decide to dunk. And then Giannis saw it, said, if you do it, I'll do it with you. But I feel like we get this about every year, don't we? Some star, some like big time NBA star who's not done the dunk contest, yeah, will sit there and chirp about, oh, I'm about to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump in there. Like, I feel like Adam Silver, like, you know, when you pay for like an embedded tweet or something, like an advertising tweet, I feel like Adam Silver probably just throws a like one of the big time stars a couple bucks and is just like, would you just tweet that maybe you'll do the dunk contest?
You think
one day?
So?
Yeah, just draw some attention to it.
I guess it would stun me if that actually did happen, but you know, like you're looking at NBA players, real actual NBA players, and then Mac is, you know, Mac's the guy who spends most of his time in the G League, like almost. What, 75% of the time or more in the G League? And he's out there, and Mac is now known as the most prolific dunk champion there is.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, he is going to go, like, no one's ever three-peated. It's, you know, he's not Vince, but, like, he's the most prolific champ ever. And if you're an NBA player, are you really going to let this kid that nobody knows, like, has never really hardly ever played in the league, go down and everyone says he's a better dunker than you? If you're John Moran, if you're like anybody in the league, are you gonna like say, oh, you're gonna just sit there and let it happen? That's what this is calling out. And maybe it does force these guys to get into it, because next year, you know, let's say Ja and Giannis and, you know, two other like big time names want in, are they gonna tell Mac, hey, we're full, you can't defend your three, You're back to back to backs?
I mean, I don't know how they would operate with that. I wonder if at some point does the NBA say, like, look, our solution is, and this sounds ridiculous, but I dead serious wonder if they would do it. Our solution is, you know, in the next CBA, within your contract, we have the ability to force you just one time in your career to do it. Like, if you were at, like, especially on your rookie deal, like, we can force Wembanyama to take part. Like it's
odd.
Like it's built in. Like if you say it's
not after this weekend,
right? No, yeah, we'll get to that in a sec. But if you, I wonder if at some point their solution is we've just got to have the ability to tell guys like it's a contractual obligation. You have to do it at least once. Like if we want you to do it one time, you need to participate at least once.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, baseball tried to up it with money.
Yeah,
you know, like whether it's like whatever the $1 million or whatever it is to the winner, which if you're on a pre-arbitration deal, that's great. You know, the NBA, same thing. If you're on a rookie deal,
if you're Shohei Ohtani, that's more than salary.
Yeah, it's half his salary for the year. You know, for Mac, you know, even if it's like $100,000 for the NBA, you know, for Mac McClung, who's on a G League contract half the time.
It's good money.
And I don't know what they are now, but when I was in the Legends, I mean, the max salary was like $35,000.
Right.
So imagine what it is. That's tripling his salary. Hell yeah, man. Sign me up. Do it again.
Yeah, if it was $35,000, it was way more than tripling his salary. But
if it was $100,000?
Oh, no. I thought we were talking about the million.
Like, oh, I don't know what they were to do. I was saying, even if it's $100,000, yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But like, that's, I mean, hell yeah. You have to do it.
Now, tell us why you hate Chris Paul.
Well, Chris Paul.
Or actually, I anticipate you're going to defend this a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's, look, I love
it. You love the technicality.
I love a good loophole. Okay, nobody loves a loop belt. Maybe somebody does. But nobody really loves a loophole more than I do. But Chris Paul and Wemby found this loophole during the skills contest. So, you know, you take them off the rack. You gotta pass it through a hoop or a circle. And then you've got to, you know, do a bounce pass and yada, yada, yada. Then you get to the other side of the floor and you've got three balls that you're supposed to shoot. And then you go to the corner and you have three balls you're supposed to shoot. Well, instead of shooting them, they just take them and they flick them off the rack.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. We don't care about making them. Doesn't count. Then they go bam, bam, bam. The penalties for missing, I guess they found out, doesn't make up for the time saved. So they do that and they go through, they run it through, and they make their layup at the end.
Oh, and Donovan Mitchell. There were a lot of guys. Donovan Mitchell is holding up, like just doing thumbs down to them as the crowd is booing them. I do appreciate a good technicality. The league has to be pissed at Chris Paul when he does that.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they disqualified him.
Yeah, they DQ'd him.
Which is that, that's not in any rule book. So, I mean, that was just an executive. Yeah, apparently Silver can step in and say, you're disqualified, but he can't step in and say, Lakers, no, you're not allowed to make this trade with the Mavericks.
Yeah, so I love a good technicality. I love a good loophole, but come on, like you just completely showed that the entire weekend in sport is a sham.
Oh, that defines the NBA All-Star weekend more than anything I've ever seen. That Chris Paul was just like, don't even try to shoot.
Yeah.
Literally, we don't care about the fans or anything else. We're just going to toss this up to the rim. Here are the balls, and we're going to run down to the other side.
It was so bad. I mean, they weren't even trying.
Nope.
Again, I love a good loophole, but that perfectly encapsulated.
Get him away from Wemby as fast as possible.
You think he's a little toxic?
Yeah, don't let him pollute your future NBA star. Man,
there was a lot of there was quite a bit of spur out there this weekend.
There was. There's a lot of spur.
Wemby and Paul and Castle and
we'll have great audio later of why Victor Wembanyama should be the GM of the Mavericks because he knows how to do PR for them better than
they do. Yeah, very, very true. All right, Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. We got myself, Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden. Sean back tomorrow. Happy President's Day. Yesterday, like I said, your first Sunday without football in over 6 months. It was also your last Sunday without baseball until November. Let's get you set for Rangers spring training. Game starts this week. It's next to the Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.